What we have is a situation where Norway has a population similar to Ireland of about 5 million people, but essentially they've grown their export revenue in seafood products to about 14 billion in the last year. This compares or contrasts in actual fact with ours at about 652 million. So Norway has successfully delivered growth of about 20 times the turnover of Ireland for seafood products. And this is basically an indication of a failure of policy to value our seafood and to develop it in a long-term way.
And the seafood experts here, they've delivered less than 1% growth over the past 5 years. So that's a really disappointing figure then.
Well, it is, given that we're an island nation, given that we have very significant resources off our coasts. But it's also an indication that we just don't have the quotas to support the development of the industry. We have the markets, we have the boats, we have the vessels, we have the expertise, we have the brand, we have the recognition internationally, but we don't have access to our own resources to develop growth. Specifically about blue whiting, the Norwegians want to try and catch a lot of this product in the Irish fishing area west of Ireland. And we're essentially saying, fine, if you want to catch the product, you've got to get some dividend to Ireland by way of additional quota to compensate our fishermen, to enable them to grow and to sustain their business.
And since 2021 then, and the quotas here decimated by over 15% due to Brexit, is it that then that you would like to see increased again back up to what it was and increase further?
Well, obviously, I mean, we've taken a terrible hit in the Brexit arrangements where we actually, our quotas dropped by about 15% year on year after Brexit. Worse still, we contributed about 40% of the total transfer of quotas that went from Europe to the UK as part of that trade and cooperation agreement. So we've been dealt a very serious blow. We need to try and level that up. And one of the opportunities that we're pursuing is to try and get some form of trade arrangement with Norway where they can give us quota in lieu of access. They're not members of the EU. They want to catch their fish within the Irish economic zone. And if they want that, they need to give us something in lieu.